Na sala meia luz, teus pés descalços me chamam pra dançar. Num dia azul qualquer, os nossos corpos nos levam bem devagar. Quem te vê nem imagina.
Hello, you're listening to Brazilian Portuguese Podcast by reallylearnportuguese.com. My name is Guilherme Mendes. I am from Brazil, and I'm talking to you from Divinópolis, Minas Gerais. Hey, Emilio, are you there?
What's up, my friend? How are you doing? My name is Emilio, also Brazilian, but I am located in Toronto, Canada nowadays. How are you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, Emilio. Thanks for asking. We're here today to record another weekly expression for you. And as always, we have a brand new expression to teach you guys.
Num dia azul qualquer, os nossos corpos.
Emilio, can you talk a little bit about the expression we are teaching them today?
Yes, for sure. The expression today, it's a very interesting one. And for this one, we have the origin. And we are going to share with you guys. But the expression today is with some variations, but is migué. And then you can use it in different ways. First one, dar o migué, or just mandar o migué. So you have some variations, but the root of the expression is migué. Right, Guilherme?
Okay, all right. Let's break it down for you. Migué. This word is a short for Miguel, which is a very, very common Brazilian name. Okay? Keep this in mind. Migué is a short for Miguel. The meaning of this expression is the same as a lie or an excuse given in order to fool someone, to trick someone. Therefore, giving a migué means the same as cheating. Inventing some lame excuse for something. Okay, so that's pretty clear. That's very, very easy. But let's talk a little bit about the origin of this expression, which is very, very cool. So this one is going to be with Emilio.
Yes. According to popular knowledge, Guilherme, dando migué would be the same thing as saying dando uma de Miguel, just like you said in the beginning. Migué is a short for Miguel. And this expression probably refers to Dom Miguel of Portugal. And he was the younger brother of Dom Pedro I, right? And this guy, Miguel, he took advantage of the fact that his brother, Dom Pedro I, was in Brazil as an emperor. And then what he did? He married his niece and usurp the Portuguese throne. So what happened was, dando uma de Miguel, they're actually remembering the time when you fool someone, when you trick someone. On that case, Miguel tricked his brother, Dom Pedro I. So that was the origin.
That's a pretty funny story. So you're telling me that a younger brother took advantage of his brother because Dom Pedro was in Brazil at that time and Miguel was in Portugal. And he pretends to be his brother and then married his niece. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Would be very famous, one of those like Marcius programs from Brazil. When you put a lot of family fighting, right?
It's a pretty famous TV show here in Brazil. They get all those problematic families and then they put them together to discuss their situation. So, of course, they're going to fight. And you would imagine all those funny scenes from television coming from this kind of shows. That's it, Amida. So every time you're pretending to be someone else or you're trying to fool, trying to trick someone, you would say, dar o migué. So let's give them some examples in Portuguese so they can understand better how to use it, okay? I'm gonna start with something pretty simple. Não sei se conto a verdade para ele. Acho que vou dar um migué. Let's go again. Não sei se conto a verdade para ele. Acho que vou dar um migué. So, in this case, a person is saying, I don't know if I tell him the truth. I think I'm gonna lie to him. In other words, I think I'm gonna dar um migué. This person doesn't know if the truth is something good to tell. So they're just saying, I'm gonna lie. I'm gonna say nothing. I'm gonna say something else. Okay? I'm gonna fool this guy, fool this person. Right, Emilio?
Yes, exactly. And as a second sentence, imagine that you are in a divorce. And so you're a girl, you're talking to your other girlfriend, you know, you guys are talking, and your girlfriend goes to you and says, não confia nisso, de que ele não tem dinheiro. Tenho certeza que João tá te dando um migué. I will repeat.
Okay.
Não confia nisso, de que ele não tem dinheiro. Tenho certeza que o João tá te dando um migué. On that sentence, the friend is telling, do not trust on that he's saying that he doesn't have any money.